Hi, Ed. Hi, Ed. It's me here. Hi. Yeah. How you doing? Yeah. Listen, I know that I haven't been in touch with you for many years since I unfriended you and ghosted you because of your opinions on science and politics and stuff that I didn't agree with, but I mean, for the sake of our friendship before the polarized times, I need your help now. You may have heard that that Russia has invaded the Ukraine, and I just really, I really need you now to be really, really patriotic, and to direct a great deal of racism and hatred against Russia. I said, okay, I know, I said that there's no such thing as a sovereign nation. I said, what do you mean by a sovereign nation? I know I said that there's no such thing as an invasion, and the very word invasion is racist. I know I said that. I know I said there's no such thing as a people, and a people don't have the right to do anything because there's no such thing as a people, because what do we mean by a people? I know I said that, but would you mind, for the sake of our of how good friends we were back in the past, back in the 1990s, would you mind directing all of your feelings, and would you being really, really anti-Russian, and promoting the idea that what it means to be British is to promote democracy and all that kind of thing, and that Russia is really evil, and it's in, Russia's inherently evil and inherently bad. Would you mind doing that? Why? All right, look, I'll put my cards on the table here. The reason is because there's two reasons. First of all, we just had a long period that has demonstrated that leftist individualist rule of the Western world is utterly incompetent. So we need to make people ignore that by focusing their patriotic feelings and so on onto Russia. So we need to kind of unite them against something so that they'll forget about that, and that thing can be Russia. That's the first reason. And the second reason is because Russia basically is an enemy of the woke empire and threatens the woke empire. Look, it threatens the woke empire because it shows you a way of doing things which is not woke. It shows you that a conservative nationalist nation can exist, and can be and can be highly successful. And that might make people question the wokeism, and that might make people question the whole system that I've invested in, and is central to my identity and central to my power. So, if you could help me, please, by inspiring people that aren't particularly intelligent and aren't particularly thoughtful to just spend all of their energies hating Russia and promoting the idea that Russia is really, really bad in a kind of patriotic war, then that would be really, really helpful to, like preserving the woke empire. What do you mean not going to help? What do you mean not going to help? What about the Ukrainians? What about the Ukrainians? What about their right to their blood and soil nation? What about their right to their ethno state? Don't you care about the Ukrainians and their right to their ethno state? But what about the poor Ukrainian neo-Nazis fighting for the good of the Ukrainian people? What about all of that? What don't you care about how they feel? Don't you care about their ethno-state and their right to have their own ethno-state, which is completely for them and doesn't have anybody else there and isn't invaded by? Don't you care about the poor Ukrainians? I need you to help me. I need you to help me, please, Ed. Please, could you direct your racism and whatever? Please, could you direct it towards Russia? It's really important now. I know I said in the past that anything to do with nationalism is evil, but please, I can't believe you won't help me. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about Russophobia. And Russophobia seems to be the new ruling class attempt to manipulate stupid people, basically. What is Russophobia? Russophobia has been developing for a very, very long time, and it's been developing because Russia, in some ways, can be seen as, Saladin's Jerusalem, or Russia can be seen as Lithuania when Lithuania was pagan. Russia has not been brought under control of the new Gnostic Christianity that is multiculturalism, and therefore Russia is a problem. Now, what we seem to be seeing at the moment is an attempt by the left, by the liberals, by those that are strongly bounded up in multiculturalism, to unite people against Russia. They are attempting to create a new sort of patriotism. That's the word they use, patriotism rather than nationalism, a new kind of patriotism against Russia, and to argue that we, as patriots, it's our patriotic duty to oppose Russia in favor of the Western liberal model of patriotism and nationalism, to which, with democracy and so forth, and libertarianism and freedom, to which we are somehow evolved. Now, this is, of course, utterly, utterly false. The left have spent the last 20 years where they have been in government in Western countries limiting democracy, limiting freedom of speech, limiting freedom of association, and in every way helping to create something close to an authoritarian regime. So the idea that left-wing people are in favour of liberal policies, are in favour of freedom of speech, are in favour of democracy and whatever is nonsense. These are groups that will send, that have brought in laws that will send you to jail for expressing an empirically based factual opinion. These are groups that are that have brought in laws that will send you to jail for associating with people as you would wish to. These are the kind of people that we're dealing with. They have no interest in democracy, they have no interest in freedom of speech, and they certainly have no interest in English patriotism, in contrast to the evil Russian Empire. But suddenly, this is being played up by people like Sir Keir Starmer. They are trying to bring about a groupish morality, a binding morality in favour of the West as nations of, as constituted nations of free people, as sovereign nations of free people that have a right, an inalienable right to their own space, to their own patch of land, to be governed by their own people that are like them against the evil Russia that wants to invade them. I mean, oh, the incredible irony. Suddenly, there is talk of sovereign nations and how sovereign nations are inviolate and shouldn't, only relatively recently, the same people are saying there is no such thing as a nation. We are all humans. We are all of the world. What do we mean by a nation? Suddenly they are talking about the idea that you should be constituted of your own people, and a people have the right to their space. Whereas until recently they were saying that, oh no, we need a glorious mixed up world, and so there should be no such thing as a separate people. And the very notion of this is utterly, utterly racist and degenerate. But suddenly they have changed. Suddenly, in the face of Russian aggression, they want to unite us into a groupish, patriotic set of nations in contrast to the evil Russia. This is very, very similar in some ways to the Red Scare of the Cold War. We might call it the White Scare or the Russian Scare. Now, the Cold War mobilisation, that seemed to work. The attitude it inculcated right-wing conservative nationalistic people who were in favour in terms of moral foundations. Remember, we all have these five moral foundations because we are pack animals that will fight against other packs, but we also want to climb to the top of the pack. So we have equal resources. So we have individualising foundations of equality and harm avoidance, but we have group foundations of in-group loyalty, of sanctity, and of obeying the leader. Now, in the Cold War, the Red Scare genuinely managed to mobilise conservative people. There was a life and death struggle against communism. Communism was leftist. Communism was anti-nationalistic. Communism, interestingly, would occasionally deal with its inherent problems by ramping up patriotism and talking about having patriotic wars and bringing Orthodox priests out of prison in order to bless the troops, but let's put that aside. Communism was individualistically oriented against a nationalism, a real nationalism that was group oriented and in favour of sanctity and tradition and so forth, and therefore rightly saw communism as the enemy. This was a life and death struggle. If you were communist in the 1950s in America, you were a sympathiser with a mortal enemy with nuclear bombs that could destroy us, and therefore you had to be run out of academia, run out of Hollywood, whatever it happened to be. Now, we have something quite similar here with the Russia scare. They are playing up the idea that Russia is utterly and inherently evil. Russia is involved in conspiracies in order to rig our elections, in order to interfere with our democracy, in order to inculcate us via Russia Today on our own soil with Russian propaganda, in order to undermine our very way of life. And what the left need to try and do in order for this to work, in order to have this uniting white scare or Russian scare is to appeal to the normies, as it were, to appeal to the group-oriented foundations of conservative people in order to get them involved in this anti-Russian fanaticism. But I don't think, you know, the Daily Telegraph readers who will take the view that, oh, we should stop talking about wokeism and things like this, and we should concentrate on our real enemy in the form of Russia. This is what they are able to do because, of course, the left are only interested in the two moral foundations of individualism, that is to say, of harm avoidance and of equality. And therefore, they are individualists who are very, very high in Machiavellianism and narcissism. They live in a world, I mean, being left-wing member is high in mental instability. This has been demonstrated again and again. So they live in a world of paranoia in which there are threats all over the place and which you can't trust anybody. And in that kind of world, you need to have power. You need to be able to take charge, and you're out only for yourself. The right, they live in a more a calmer world in which you can trust people and whatever. And so therefore, they are actually less Machiavellian and more content with the nature of the world. Therefore, the left cannot sympathise with the right, but the right can sympathise with the left. Now, what this also means is that the left can take advantage of the right. The left are aware that in their pursuit of power, that the right have these patriotic values, these groupish values, and they can manipulate the right. They can persuade the right to come on side with them by, in their interest, in the interest of the left, by appealing to those patriotic values. And that is what they are trying to do. In essence, the left see Russia as an existential threat to the woke hegemony. They see Russia as a threat to the woke empire, which it is. And it's a threat to the woke empire because it is a rising, seemingly a rising civilization, and a civilization which has a sense of eternity, a civilization which is ethnocentric, a civilization which is not going to take any nonsense, a civilization which is burgeoning, a civilization which is not tired, a civilization which is less in its winter. It's a country that's effectively on the rise. And this is dangerous because it shows to people that actually know that there is a way other than wokeism, and Russia is showing you that there is that way. Therefore, it needs to be crushed. It also needs to be crushed because COVID is over, and the incompetence of our leaders has been demonstrated by this. And therefore, there needs to be something to distract people from thinking about that. And so that, of course, can be a patriotic war against Russia. And so the way that the left need to do is appeal to conservative people. Other people on the left, they don't really mean any of this. They're not in favour of patriotism or sovereignty of nations or democracy or free speech or anything else. Of course they're not. We know they're not from their actions. We know they're not from surveys on this. It's conservatives that are in favour of these things. It's left-wing people that are not in favour of these things. They're in favour of control because they're neurotic and whatever, and so they're in favour of control and controlling people's thoughts and controlling what people do. They're not in favour of freedom. But they can appeal, they can bring on side the sort of Peterson-pilled, purple-pilled people who are conservatives and get and involve them in this patriotic war against Russia. That is what they are trying to do. Now, of course, they don't really care about the interests of their nation. If they did, they would care deeply about Chinese spies being found in Parliament. But they don't. I mean, for goodness sake, if there was a Russian spy found during the Red Scare in working in the House of Representatives, there would have been absolute outrage. They don't really care about Huawei or whatever. They don't really care about Russia Today. Again, imagine if there was some sort of communist newspaper broadcasting communist propaganda in America at the height of the Cold War and it had a significant influence and reach. Of course, they don't really care. But what they need to do is they need to get sort of groupish fanatics on board, and so they can bring about this patriotic war against what is really there, under the guise of patriotism and nationalism, against what is actually an existential threat to wokeism. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not going to work. Because for that to happen, you need, for it to be successful, as was the Red Scare, you need group-oriented fanatics. Group-oriented people who are so fanatical that they will lay down their life for this. And that is not going to happen, because those kinds of highly nationalistic people, they hate and despise the woke, and they hate and despise the woke to such an extent that they are actually mildly sympathetic to Russia, precisely because Russia is, to a certain degree at least, anti-woke. So it simply will not work. So what you end up with is this insanity of the left LARPing as right-wing nationalists, this clown world of the left LARPing as right-wing nationalists, while those who are group-oriented within Western countries can be portrayed as anti-patriotic because they have a certain amount of sympathy with the Russian regime. It means that everything is turned on its head. So that's the first thing. And the second thing that is quite clear is that this is simply unbelievable. We know that being left-wing is associated with Machiavellianism, and it's quite obvious what they are. And we are in a situation in which social trust is so low and polarisation so extreme that we can see that this is the case. The Machiavellian left is exposed for what they are. They are in a situation where they need to maintain their power. How can they do this? They can pretend to be patriotic and they can try and stir up anti-Russian racism, which is effectively what they are trying to do. In Finland, for example, where I live, racism is terribly bad. You can't say anything bad about a person because of the group to which they belong, unless they're Russian. If they're Russian, then that's perfectly acceptable. Rather like anti-English racism in Scotland. And so there's no consistency in the left. The left will, on the one hand, condemn racism, condemn nationalism, condemn the concept of a sovereign state, condemn the concept of borders, condemn the concept of a people and in the Herderian sense of a people, condemn all that. But then when it comes to a situation where it's in their interests to turn on the patriotic tap, because doing so will allow them to help to repel what they see as a nation that is a danger to the woke empire, then of course they will turn it on and they will try to manipulate the midwit national patriotic type or whatever, the blue pill type, to come on their side in order to actually consolidate their own power. But that is what seems to be happening with this situation in the Ukraine. You have the irony of Western left wing people supporting essentially fervent Ukrainian nationalism, part of which is extremely anti-Russian, is extremely chauvinistic and ethnocentric, and is even linked in with overt Nazism. So you have the left supporting, effectively, Nazi groups in the Ukraine because it is in their naked power interests to do so because they oppose the Russians. And the Russians are a symbol that anti-woke is possible. So this is bonkersness that we have got to this morning. As I say, it's not going to work. The white scare, the Russian scare, whatever you want to call it, is not going to work because it's so obviously fake. And the kind of people that are needed for a scare like that to work, that is to say the group-oriented fanatics, those people are sympathetic to Russia precisely because wokeism has for so long been so strongly anti-patriotism, so strongly anti-nationalism, so strongly anti-everything that they stand for. So it won't work. What is interesting, of course, is how this is going to play out. Is you have a weakened West with a weak, practically decrepit leader, rather like the leaders of the Soviet Union in the early 1980s, who's practically senile and no one takes seriously anymore. You have Western countries that are so high in individualizing values that they daren't actually do anything aggressive. You have you have Western spy agencies which have actually put out, you know, saying that we need to be more woke, we need to have more diversity, we need to promote woke ideas, rather than Western spy, that are nakedly nationalistic in the interest of their country. And so that bodes very badly. And one suspects that Russia and indeed China China will perhaps see this as a green light to do what you know China wants to do. So this, I think, is an incredible marker of the decline of the West and the way in which traditional Western ideals have, in some respects, fallen to such a degree that this can happen. There will not be a successful white scare. There will be every attempt to make people hate Russians and want to despise Russians and everything Russian. But as Sting said, believe me when I say to you, well, he didn't quite say this, believe me when I say to you, the Russians love their children too. Well, I hope this has been of interest. If it has, then please subscribe. It really helps if you do that. And you will see ways to help the show below. And I will live show Monday and Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York. And I will see you soon. And goodbye!